state of Israel celebrates its Independence Day in a way different than, as far as I'm aware, all the nations of the world. Inspired by Purim and Yom Kippurim, where we juxtapose a day of celebration to a day of reflection, we begin the celebration of Yom HaTzmaut, we precede it with a day of reflection, Yom HaZikaron. And the explanation is obvious. The soldiers and terror victims who lost their lives are part of the process of building and establishing and maintaining the tremendous miracle of the State of Israel. The Medrash tells us of one of the Amoraim who was walking with his son towards a city, and the son asked his father, "How do we know when we're near the city?" And the father said, "When you see the cemetery, the Beit HaKfarot." The significance of the answer of the father is more than just in the technical plane, but on a deeper level, appreciating that where there's building, there are people whose lives are lost in the process. When we reflect on Yom HaZikaron, which is particularly hard for people who grew up overseas to appreciate, because in most of the countries where people come from, though there's a Memorial Day, it generally does not impact people, isn't reflected on as powerfully in general by society, and particular by the Jewish people and religious Jews. Growing up in the United States, Memorial Day was a day for sales, for mattress sales. I don't think any of us in Israel could ever imagine Yom HaZikaron being associated with anything but mass reflection by the Jewish people together. You turn on even the television, even the movie channel, even the sports channel, and people are reflecting on lives lost, on the significance of the lives lost of the people, each individual. The whole country is shut down. The army arranges for a soldier to stand by the grave of each soldier who lost his life, tens of thousands of soldiers. In the Knesset, the name of each life lost is read from the podium, screened on the television. The significance being to appreciate that each life lost is a life of significance, and to help people appreciate those who gave and lost their lives for what we're able to enjoy today. Maybe we appreciate more tomorrow after reflecting today. The Gemara tells us, anyone who feels the loss of Yerushalayim will be zocheh to appreciate when it's rebuilt. More than just a historical statement, it's an emotional statement about the fact that people can only appreciate something they appreciated before it was there, when it was missing. Let's reflect on Yom HaZikaron, the lives lost, the struggle, the continued struggle for Jewish independence for the State of Israel, so that we can celebrate together as a people tomorrow on Yom HaTzmaut.